and I was supposed to be waiting for Geralt and everything. But if he knew just how eternally boring it is just sitting and waiting for as long as we have, perhaps he'd hurry up a little. Find something to do. Well, I hardly think you'd want to have sex with me, seeing that I'm irritating you. I'm sorry. You're clearly worried about him. Geralt is going to be all right. He's a witcher. This is what he does. This is what he's been doing for longer than we've both been alive, I think. And he's still walking around, entirely intact, as far as I know. And just as grumpy as when I first met him. And he always comes back. He'll come back to us. I apologize for being obnoxious. I do so sometimes, so I don't have to face the potential truth in the matter. Honestly, even with all my reassurances, I'm always at least a little worried about Geralt when he leaves. It was harder before, when you weren't with us. Having you here now, someone to talk to wait with, to hold hands with. Thank you. You help ground me in reality, and I can trade reassurances back and forth with you. I know, me being serious is almost as frightening as Geralt laughing or trying to tell a joke. However, if I were to return to my own boisterously bardy ways, sing a song specifically for and about you, even though we're the only two in the room, you'd probably be embarrassed out of your mind. There's a smile. That's not what's needed now, though. What's needed is this. Here. Put your head on my shoulder. Two people leaning on and depending on one another to keep each other sane. Holding hands. Knowing that, at least for now, they're together. And they're safe. And once Geralt, the great big oaf that he is back, we'll scold him for making us worry unnecessarily. But we'll also hold him and love on him. No, he probably won't like that. But I don't think I much care at this point, considering how much he's worried us. Between you and me, I think Geralt actually does like it. At least a little. Coming back to people he cares about. No matter how much he may deny that fact. And who care about him. And not just his horse. Well, I know Roach cares for him, but that's beside the point. She can't talk, as much as Geralt seems to forget. Well, I think the best course of action for us is to do just this. I think we should wait for him together. Like this. He'll come back.